The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Bonnie, our co-host, is going to be with us also again today, and we're going to be speaking about the seven relationship tips. Doesn't that sound good? Seven relationship tips. So, hi, Bonnie. Are you there?
I am. Good morning, Dr. Rose.
Good morning. Good morning. So, don't you think we all need to have some really good tips on how to build a good relationship?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, some of these tips that I got are from Mort Fertel, who is an expert in relationship building, and he talks about secrets to fixing your marriage. So I wanted to share some of his information today with those of you that would like to have, you know, some more closeness in your life and more love and more connection and more touch. And so Bonnie and I are going to go through the seven tips during the hour, and we're just going to talk about some great stuff that some of you probably know, but you're really stubborn about doing. I don't know. I've been stubborn in relationships. I've been stuck. I bet you Bonnie hasn't, though.
You're right. I just never have.
Uh-huh. Never had an issue.
Oh my gosh. I guess that would mean that I wasn't human, right?
Right. So the first step that is suggested, and I love this. I would have never thought about this. Stop talking about your problems. Isn't that true, Bonnie? We can just go on and on and on.
Yeah. I really think it isn't. We've all heard it, you know, whatever you focus on, you get more of. And it's energy breeds energy. So I agree. That's great. At the same time, I guess, you know, there are people like us and people like yourself who, you know, if you have a problem, you go to someone who will really help you work through it, not just to complain.
Yes, absolutely. But usually in situations like that, women like to have verbal diarrhea. I know I do. About anything. When I'm upset, I just like to have my little volcano blow and listen to me. And then after 15 minutes, I'm fine. How do you process?
How do I process?
Well, yeah, when you're upset in a relationship.
You know what? Really, probably differently where I go to a place where I really have to make myself want to talk about it, because I will go away and be quiet about it for some time before I want to come back and talk about it. But sometimes I've solved the problem. In a negative way, sometimes I can solve the problem myself in my own mind that may not allow other people to share their understanding. But in a positive way, sometimes I can solve the problem in my own mind. So it just, I guess we process, you know, very differently, which is a great, great way that we can discuss how lots of people process.
Well, absolutely. We all have different personalities. So the first step is for everyone is to, you know, just quit talking about your problems. And when you do that, then you make an effort to connect for a few minutes during the day. And because if you don't stop talking, what a lot of us do is instead of using loving words, we use unkind words to each other. And sometimes we have screaming matches, and sometimes there's that silent treatment that occurs. Right. So, I don't know, the silent treatment, my personality is not very good at that, but you're nicer than me, Bonnie. So you're more that person that can go within, and because you'd rather keep the peace, right?
I would rather keep the peace. I would rather talk it through. But I also, I come from a different position, I guess, in going, I never want to say something. Not that I don't, and I do, but I really hate to say things that I end up having to go back and say I'm sorry.
Mm.
Not that I don't want to say I'm sorry. I just think that words really hurt. And
oh, they
so I
do.
Want to be responsible as to what I say and how and when I say it.
Yes, I think we've all been guilty of saying some unkind words, but you know, going into that topic, people also have to learn the magic number one issue that we all have, which is we take everything personally.
Yes, yes.
And it's not fair for us to absorb all that negative energy when we're both in this heat of a moment of being very unkind and we're swearing at each other and we're doing unkind things and making unkind comments. And we have to learn, Don Miguel Ruiz says, the number one issue is we have to quit taking everything personally.
I love it that you brought his name up because he is one of my favorite authors, and I was just thinking about him.
I love
when
him.
When you were saying that, yes.
So, everyone listening, if you want to build your relationship, stop talking about your problems and quit taking everything personally. Quit remembering everything because every personality type is different. And some of you that are listening out there, you remember in 1972 what was said to you. And you've got that so locked into your brain, you're never forgetting it. But you know what? You're the one suffering with that. Because that person that said those unkind words to you has totally forgotten about it, more than likely. I was speaking to a man yesterday, Bonnie.
Yes.
And it's not very common that I get men over the age of 60 that, you know, want to learn how to become more of who they are. And he said to me, you know, he said, I have a relationship with my wife. We've been together for over 50 years. But he said, we don't have a relationship. He said, we don't even know each other. We don't sleep together. I ask her a question. I ask her opinion. She never, ever gives me an opinion. So he's a stronger personality. He tells her what he's going to do. And she just gets to sit there and not be involved in life. So of course, I'm thinking, yeah, but you're letting her do this to you. You're allowing yourself to do this to you. You've got 50 years of nothing.
Yep.
So for those of you that are listening, don't do that to yourself. Don't get stuck in that. Second one, the second tip for building a great relationship. Go ahead, Bonnie. What is it?
Talk a little, touch a little.
Oh, don't you love it?
I like that.
So, are you willing to talk a little? It doesn't matter what problems you have. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you've lost somebody. It doesn't matter if you've got issues with your children. It doesn't matter if something horrific like somebody went to jail. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you just speak a little bit to each other. And
something that comes to mind with that, Dr. Rose, is And I say this for women, but for the men listeners, for the male listeners, it goes for you too. But as women, we have something that we can do, and there's something that I like to teach, and it's just flirt with it. So women, when it comes to talk a little, if you're feeling like, all I ever do is, you know, and the list goes on, it's okay to say to your partner, you know what, I would love a really nice romantic date with you. And it doesn't matter if they've performed before, but the whole concept of talking a little, just ask for what you want. There's magic in that.
I love that. I love that. I totally agree with you, because so many people, when they communicate, it's a guessing game. You're supposed to know what I want. I don't know what I want sometimes, so how is he supposed to know what I want?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, if I can give you an example, and if anyone's ever been in this position, I don't know. This week, and as some of you know, I had to postpone our class, teleclass, till next week because of moving, and it happened all so fast. But yesterday I thought, oh my gosh, you know, my partner was complaining some about, you know, why am I always busy? And I am right now. And I thought, what do I do with that? And he said, oh, you know, we can take my father for dinner. And my thought was, oh, do I have to? And then I thought, no, I'm going to try this. So I said, you know what I really need? I really need tomorrow night to go on a nice romantic dinner date with you. Just you. I just want to do that. And it was a different way of saying it, because I know some of you know exactly what I was feeling at the moment. But when I switched and asked for what I wanted, I got an absolute yes.
Ah, so you had a romantic dinner date without the father.
Yeah. How's that?
How's that? You asked for what you wanted.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I think that takes guts to be able to say, this is what I need right now, rather than him trying to fill in some space with his father and you. Like, what do you think that was about? Why would you want to go out with his father?
Why? I'm sorry?
Why would he think you'd want to go for a date with him and his father?
It's habitual. It's habitual to him.
Oh, I see.
And his father loves to get together and tell me his stories if I'm around. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just when I was busy for my life, for looking after myself, it didn't fit what I needed to do in that time. And rather than feeling guilty, or rather than feeling, oh, do I have to do that? It was really a lot more fun to ask for what you want, and then all of a sudden there's something to look forward to, rather than regret. Not regret, just kind of going, oh, dear God, tomorrow I have to do this. Instead, it's, oh, yay, tomorrow we get to do this at the end of all the work.
Bonnie, you said you're going to have to delay your teleseminar. We're going to be taking a break in less than 2 minutes. Can you tell everybody quickly the information?
Yes. So to those who were going to join me today, and you know that I'm moving because you got the email, join me. Send an email to rose@drrose.com. It's a teleconference. It's complimentary to our listeners next Tuesday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's how to make your own luck. If you're ready for some breakthroughs, if you're ready to just switch your life into greatness, join us.
Thank you, Bonnie. That email is rose@drrosebackman.com. And for those of you that are interested and you want to do some personal work, I'm offering a free 10-minute session over the phone with you. And as a natural doctor, my expertise is in kinesiology, so I can read your body and tell you exactly what's going on, because you know everything. What I do require is that you're teachable, you're coachable, and you're willing. That's very, very, very important to have the right connection. So we're going to be back in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, stay with us. We'll be back.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Do you ever ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose in life? What do I do next? Life energies are based on the chakras, and this is the foundation of holistic healing. Find the balance in your life by tuning in to Healing Possibilities with your host, Tracy Makarenko. Through engaging guests and Tracy's spiritual guidance, each week we'll explore a different modality of healing designed to help you find peace and wholeness. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're talking about the 7 relationship building tips, and we've already given you a couple of them. The first one was stop talking about your problems. The second one is talk a little and touch a little. And Bonnie, my co-host, is with me today. And the third one, Bonnie, tell everyone.
Is give what you need. I love that one.
I love that one. You know what they say? If you need something from your husband or your partner, then you have to give what you need. So yes. if you need love, then give love. If you need to spend time with them, then give time with them. If you need loving actions, then give them loving actions. Whatever it is that you need, give. And then, I mean, there's so much to give in a relationship, isn't there, Bonnie? I mean, how do you ever run out of giving?
Well, that's true. Giving never stops. And there's something really interesting about women. And the more we give, as long as you're not outgiving, because you have to take in to rebuild. The more we give, the more we rebuild our serotonin levels, which is our happy hormones. So, I think it's awesome that we really can give what we need. And you will get it back tenfold. Now, interesting, it may come from other people as well as your partner. And that's why I'm so grateful that we get to have a lot of people in our lives.
Well, and, you know, I also feel that sometimes we get really stuck in relationships sometimes, don't you find?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. We get stuck and we forget to have some fun with it.
Yeah, and it is. It is all about having fun. It's all about playfulness. And, you know, go back right now for those of you that are listening and just remember, what did it feel like when you were first dating? What did he do or what did you do for him? And how long did it take you to get ready to go out on that date? And how much time did you spend giving him all that electrical loving energy that you have? And you look at that and say, okay, where am I at right now?
Yeah, that's good.
We have to remind ourselves.
That's good.
And we have to quit finding things wrong with people. And we have to quit finding things wrong with ourselves because, Bonnie, as you know, everything's energy. Everything has a vibration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Your date tomorrow, if we're talking about vibrations, and if you talk about the first time you had your connection, and your connection was probably, let's say, 10 being the highest, what was your connection at when you first connected with your partner? You were so excited.
It was absolutely, that's a tough question because I wasn't interested in anything really. It was just friends. So that was.
Oh, you were friends first.
However, in those days, as you say, I like it when you say, when you get ready to go out, when we as women get ready, it is increasing your serotonin levels if you take time to get ready. Now, if you've got a house full of children and you're busy like crazy, I really think it does, if you will do this, mark at least a half an hour into your calendar. I know that if you've got several children and you're working a job and you're running here and there, you can probably get ready in 5 minutes. So give yourself 15. It just depends. If you don't, and you know, there's just the two of you, you're probably used to getting ready for an hour. Just switch it up, but make it nice, whether it's, you know, a bubble bath, a glass of wine, make it sensual. It's, you start increasing your own serotonin levels on your own before you even go out.
Yes.
And to the men listening, if you want passion in your relationship, your partner, you must do things to increase her serotonin levels. And if you do, you will be rewarded tenfold. And so it's Dr. John Gray talks about, you know, men, if you're going on a dinner date, try this. Bring her home a rose. Honestly, $2. Bring her home a rose. And Dr. Gray goes on and says, you're going to get the same points whether you bring one rose or 12. So, you know, if it's budget, $2. Rose. Looking forward to spending the evening with you. Just the little things, and you will increase your serotonin. Everyone can do that.
I forgot all about that. Thank you for reminding me. That's so important, isn't it? It's that small little rose, that little rose, or that long-stemmed rose, whatever size it is, that means more than a dozen roses.
Yes. I think that's so important. And once we realize there is a difference in the brain chemistry in the woman and the man, we can increase that serotonin. If I can throw something in, you know, if you're going on a date and your partner, your male partner comes home and he's exhausted and then he's got that date ahead, women, make a little appetizer that has protein in it. Protein, his dopamine will be done. Wash. That's why a guy comes home and often they pick up the remote and just stare. They don't have any more dopamine left. Make him a little gift of, you know, it's either a protein shake or you make him some, if he likes chicken wings or something that's got pure protein in it. Give it to him with a glass of wine or whatever it is that he wants to enjoy and say, I'll be right back in a half an hour. I'm going to go have a bath or a shower. And what you did for both of you, you allowed his dopamine to start coming up. That's his happiness. That's his more talkative. And so when you both go out, he's revived, you're revived, and you're feeling better. And chances are you are going to have a fun, successful evening.
I love that information. I hope everybody's taking notes. That's great information. Thank you, Bonnie.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's fun. It's fun, isn't it, when we get to know how the human brain works?
I love it. Thank you so, so much. Our fourth topic is about getting involved. You have to get involved with the relationship. So how many of you walk down the hallway and you don't even grunt at each other?
Yeah, good point.
How many of you sleep in the same bed, but nothing happens? You're just dead energy, two lumps on a log. You don't even touch each other. Or better yet, how many of you sleep in two separate bedrooms? I want you to think about that. You both shut down. So this is about learning to get involved and do something together. It doesn't matter what it is. You can go for a walk. You can go for a cup of coffee. It doesn't have to be long periods of time. It's kind of funny how we can get lost for words when we're in a relationship for such a long time, hey?
Habits.
And so if you want to build your relationship stronger, it's important that you get involved and you do some things together and don't allow yourself to shut down. You have to make an effort. And don't expect your husband to like everything you like and vice versa. So you can, you know, I like what Bonnie said. I like the idea of, here, let me prepare something for you so you can be happy, honey, and I'll be back in half an hour. At least he knows you're coming back, and then you can have some sort of a connection. And I don't think the connections have to be long. You know, it's not like you have to sit and watch a movie for 2 hours. You can just reach for each other and look and smile, and you can even just talk about the past, and you can talk about, you know, the fun things you did in the past. Is there anything you do, Bonnie, that you really make an effort to in your relationship to get involved? Even if you don't feel like it?
That really, really does become a conversation, because I can tell what will make my partner enjoy that conversation more. But my other involvement is some of the stuff that we've talked about before, is getting involved in a way that I know that if it's been a hectic day, that I can say, you know what, I'm going to be back in an hour. Or just, but I'm involved, even though it sounds like I'm going away, I'm involved in knowing that that person needs some time alone. Getting involved, I mean, there's differences that I face. I don't know if you do, women. And not everyone is this, but I'm not a sports fan. I apologize to some who go, oh my gosh, but I'm not. And for some time, you know, in relationships, I've went, oh, okay, I'll just kind of sit here. And now it's like, you know what, I'm going to sit here and, you know, chat, but I'm going to come back and see how you're doing, and I'm going to go do something I want to do. But getting involved, at least to know, there are things that I love, there are things that you love, and there are things that we can bring to it.
Yes.
It's communication.
It's always communication. And there's different forms of communication, because sometimes you don't need to talk. Sometimes it's just your actions or your touch. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Sometimes some of you listening out there talk too much. Mm-hmm. I know I did. I probably still do sometimes, but I know I don't talk as much as I used to. Men hate that, apparently. Okay, Bonnie, so you've got a teleseminar coming up. We've got 2 minutes before break. Tell everybody about it.
I do. Dr. Rose, I've got a teleseminar coming up. Make your own luck. If you're ready to transform your life, make some shifts. Join me next Tuesday morning. It's compliments for you, 8 a.m. and also 6 p.m. And I have another question. Dr. Rose, I know I've seen you to get breakthroughs in my life, and oh my gosh, it's been great. How do we do that? How do we connect with you?
Well, if people are interested, what I'm offering is a 10-minute complimentary session for those of you that are teachable and coachable and have a willingness to change. My expertise is in kinesiology. I've been doing this for, this is my 24th year of reading bodies, and all of your organs have emotions in them. So you can break any belief system you want. If you're having a money issue, weight issue, relationship issue, it doesn't matter. Your body will always tell you the core reason of what's happening. Here's what's different, is that we don't deal with your conscious mind. It's your subconscious mind that always tells you the truth of what's going on. So if that interests you, please feel free. Email both of us at the one email. It's rose@drrosebackman.com. Again, that's rose@drrosebackman.com. And we'll be back in just 2 minutes. Thanks so much for listening.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
There's a course offered on 7th Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Class is in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, 7th Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're talking about the 7 relationship building tips. We've already covered 4 of them. So let's quickly tell you what they are. We want you to stop talking about your problems, talk a little, touch a little, give what you need, and get involved. My co-host Bonnie is on the line with us. Bonnie, would you like to share what number 5 is?
I would. Number 5 is, be the change you want to see.
Yes, that reminds you of Gandhi, right?
I like that. When we look at being the change you want to see, what does it make you think about?
It goes right to Gandhi for me. Become the change you want to see in the world.
Like it.
So, if you want to have a stronger marriage, you have to change. And I know for myself, when I changed and went to all these workshops 25, 30 years ago, and I actually made a conscious decision to shift, I automatically saw that my husband shifted. Have you experienced that, Bonnie?
Interesting. Yes, I have. And I think that happens absolutely. And then something else happens when we get into a position as an individual, as a human being, that we're asking for what we want, that we're spending time meditating, that we really are willing to play with life and get passionate about it and start living, doing the things you love, you are going to see a change in that partner, because who you're being, you're going to attract those people to you. You know, some may say, well, it doesn't happen, and that's another topic. But if you're honestly willing to give it a try, be that person. You know, laugh out loud, enjoy your life, be it, and you're going to attract people who are just operating on the same energy level as yourself. That includes your partner.
Yeah, and don't set your partner up. Your partners hate that, because if you want your partner to change, your husband, your wife to change, don't be doing sneaky little things like signing them up for courses and just doing this at the last minute and dragging them, or what people do at my office, because my practice is mostly women. I do have some beautiful men that love to shift, and I really appreciate that, but I literally have women dragging their husbands here. And I'm like, what are you doing? Of course, they love me at the end of the one-hour session, because I'm giving her, you know, my 2 cents worth. It's like, what are you doing? You can't set him up. He's going to resist change up the yin-yang.
Yeah.
Don't be signing them up for things that you don't communicate with. That, wouldn't you be upset if somebody did that to you?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be choked. So
yeah,
women always want to save.
Yeah,
exactly. We as women, we're always wanting to save men. Oh, let me fix you, let me fix you, let me fix you. I say, go fix yourself. What do you say, Bonnie?
Oh, absolutely. I have a really good friend who we were just talking about some things and her relationship. And I had said, what would happen, because we do this as women, myself as well, what would happen if you didn't take on another project? What would happen? What would that relationship look like? And it comes down to, I'm excited. I'm so excited about the day we live in. And I'm such an advocate to saying, what do you love? What do you really love to do? What do you want to create in 2013? What are you? Because as soon as you start focusing, we start focusing there, and I focus in that I'm a happier person, I'm creating, I'm living my life, and your partner knows that they better come along if they want to be with you, because you're making life happen, and therefore there's no project. Our project is, what's your gift, what's your talent, what's your passion, and isn't it your turn now to just really start living out loud. It will change everything in your life.
I like that, Bonnie. It'll change everything in your life. It will. So, you know, don't find fault with your partner. Start looking at all the great things you see in them. And when you start focusing on all the good things in your partner, absolutely everything you can think of, your energy is going to shift. They're going to feel the energy that you have towards them, that it's softer, it's kinder. I know when I've done that, magic happens between the two of us, because it's energy, everybody. It's all about creating that vibrancy between the two of you. You can feel each other. Have we not all felt the uncomfortableness when we've walked into a room?
Yeah.
And you just kind of want to go hide, because you know these two just had the war of 1813. And it's
not like, fun when there's an elephant in the room.
It's not fun. So be the change. Yeah. Be the change that you want to see. So the next one is, go ahead, Bonnie, number 6.
Did I marry the right person?
Oh! Oh, that's a good one.
And, you know, I think I really want to share, you know, with our listeners, we share these questions just before the show, and so we haven't pre-thought or pre-planned our conversations, and I really think it's good, because those who are listening, whatever your first thoughts are, you're having the same experience as Dr. Rose and myself.
That's right. None of this is pre-planned, so we just go with the flow. We know we're going to be talking about the tips, but we don't know anything else. So, you know, when you're asking yourself, did I marry the right person? Maybe you also need to ask yourself, what person have I become? or what person has he become because of my lack of non-action or my lack of involvement or my stubbornness? Ask yourself that, because every relationship has a cycle, doesn't it, Bonnie?
Absolutely. And that's where my mind was going to, was the fact that we're all on journeys, we're all on journeys, pardon me, and sometimes you come to the end of a journey, and if you're both heading in different ways, there's ways to peacefully make that journey, and you change the way your relationship is. Maybe you married that person, and it was just fabulous. If it was just fabulous, then probably there's great ways that you can reignite that. If you got married and went, ooh, I don't know, then there's people like Dr. Rose to connect with and find out, is this a block from my past? Or did I honestly make a choice that needs to be reconsidered? I mean, there's different ways. But I still say that's when I'm going to, if I may, Dr. Rose, and this wasn't pre-planned either. I know that one of the things working with you, and I know that some of my clients who have worked with you have said to me, it has saved them years and years of counseling because they got right to the root. And so rather than really fretting about is it the right person or the wrong person, if you're stuck, do something to get unstuck. And then you'll know. I think we always know in our gut.
Well, we always know. Always know. But then we decide, too, how long we want to put up with our pain. Some people love pain and suffering. Some people love to be a victim and struggle. But, you know, one thing that I know is that if you want to have a successful marriage, it's not about finding the right person. It's about learning to love the person that you've already found.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I don't know, I get frustrated because I see all these kids getting married for all the wrong reasons, but then who am I to say it's right or wrong? But, you know, $50,000 later and 2 years later, they're divorced and they have to, you know, they're in a different mindset than what we were. But I do know one thing is that every relationship has a cycle. And if you're sick and tired of not being the real you, if you're sick and tired of sabotaging yourself and having low self-esteem and not making enough money or choosing to spend all the money that you have, you can have a choice. You always, always, always have choices. And Bonnie and I are on this radio show to support you. But you have to have the willingness and the teachability and the coachability to shift. You have to make an effort to change. And, you know, if you feel scared, you need to ask yourself, what am I scared of? Because we're not too scary people. We're here to love you and support you. We're here to give you what you need and what you already know you need. And this just doesn't have to be complicated. It's about breaking your belief systems. You know, I was listening to Kevin Trudeau, and he said 99.9% of success in life all has to do with your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about what you believe. So, Bonnie, please share with everybody what you're going to be offering for them next Tuesday.
Yes. Please join me. Mark your calendars, 8 a.m. Pacific time or 6 p.m. Pacific time, but you need to email rose at drrosebackman.com. It is a teleconference, a teleseminar, and we are going to be talking about making your own luck. Is it time you get a breakthrough? Might be in your body. It might be changing how you're feeling. It might be an anti-aging. It might be in your relationship. It might be living your passion. It might be making more money. It's time to make your own luck.
Thanks, Bonnie. And what I'm offering you is a 10-minute free session. So all you have to do is email us at rose at drrosebackman.com. And again, we're here to support you. We're here to help you understand that your belief systems have got you where you are today, and it's not a hard thing to shift. And if you want to make your own luck, you have to, you know, get on your iPad or get on your computer and make a decision if you're willing to accept an effortless life. Because life doesn't always have to be hard and complicated. Just remember that. Life doesn't always have to be hard and complicated. You've got the power to change, and you have to make that decision. So we're going to be back in 2 minutes. Thanks so much for listening. Stay with us.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're talking about the 7 relationship building tips. And, you know, we've covered 6 of them. I'm going to go through the first 3. Bonnie's going to go through the last 3. And then we're going to discuss the last one and wrap it up for you. So the number one relationship building tip is stop talking about your problems. Let things go. Let it go. Let it go. Focus on what you want to create instead of what the problems are. Number 2, talk a little, touch a little. Talk a little bit to your spouse or your partner. You don't have to say a lot and give them a touch. Whether you touch her on her back, whether you touch her on her thigh, whatever it is, you have to talk and touch. Number 3, give what you need. If you give love, if you need love, give love. If you need a hug, give a hug. If you need conversation, start conversation. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Number 4 is get involved. Get involved in life. Get involved in doing some things together. Number 5 is being the change that you want to see. And we talked about changing and loving your life. I think that is so important for us to do as well. And number 6, did I marry the right person? And, you know, do I have 1 minute to share something on this?
Of course, of course.
I was thinking about it during the break, and I thought, you know, I remember when I got married, young, but I had brought my brothers up, and that's what I knew how to do, and some of you may be here. I got married. We were so happy that
we're like, okay, you know, we'll get married. Small wedding, just love and life. I was so depressed for 6 months. I didn't know what happened. And I realized I went into a state of fear of, oh, my God, my parents went through a nasty divorce. What if I got married and now I've got a nasty divorce coming in? We really had to learn how to realize, no, no, that was them, this is us. And we had 20 fabulous years. Not a lot of money, but we always shared our dreams, and we both lived our dreams. Then, most unlikely, our communication broke down with our son, who went through a severe drug addiction. Our marriage fell apart. We went our own way. And I say that to say, I went through the, oh, my God, did I marry the wrong person? I went through the, this is a great life. I love having kids. I love doing our life together. It's fun. To, this is over. And I remember with my daughter, her saying, I'll never get married, Mom. I could never go through a divorce. And then to be able to take her into the next part of my life saying, I'm living on my own, honey. I am living my life. I love my life. And it was hell getting through that part. But I knew it was time to go and make a life for myself. And I just share that because it's your life. And don't ever feel that something is too big or too hard. And shift it. Do what you can. But also always look after yourself with that. Which leads us to the next personality, to the next step. I gave it away. What is number 7?
Learn each other's personalities.
I love that.
You have to understand each other's personalities. I'm just going to suggest a real simple book for you. And it's called Personality Plus by Florence Littauer. Littauer. Personality Plus by Florence Littauer. It's a Dick and Jane book. I've been promoting it for just about 30 years. I love it. And it's going to teach you. There's 4 personality styles. Here they are in simple terms. Bonnie.
Yes.
Your personality is, you're a peacekeeper, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, are you a peacekeeper? You need to ask yourself that. Those people like to keep the peace, and some of them will keep the peace at any price. The second personality is the analytical thinker. They don't need a lot of people around them. They're happy one-on-one. They don't need a lot of conversation. They analyze and analyze and analyze, and then they analyze what they analyzed. Is that you? Your third personality, are you a talker? Talk, 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 talk. You don't even know that it's all about you talking all the time. My mother-in-law said, geez, Rose, you talk a lot. It took her 14 years because she's a peacekeeper to tell me that I talked a lot. And I said, oh, I thought you wanted to be entertained by me because nobody else was talking in the room. How was I supposed to know? I was just young. The last personality is the controller. Do it my way or the highway, because you know my way is the best way. So you'll be a combination of these. You'll be a combination of two, the strongest. So you're either going to be the peacekeeper, the talker, the analytical thinker, or the controller. So you're the peacekeeper what, Bonnie? What's your secondary? Are you a talker?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so she's the peacekeeper talker, and I'm the controller talker. And you'll reverse, because there's going to be times where, don't you find, Bonnie, you want to talk more?
Yes.
And then keep the peace? So,
yes.
So educate yourself and find out what personality you are, because if you don't connect with your husband, part of it's going to be because you're speaking two different languages. And you've got to quit taking things personally. Please remember that. Quit taking everything personally because your little heart's broken. Go educate yourself. Don't try and figure this out by yourself. Go get that book, Personality Plus by Florence Littauer. So, Bonnie, let's review here quickly. Why don't we talk about what you're doing, Tell everybody about the teleseminar next week.
Teleseminar, yes. Teleseminar is Make Your Own Luck. I'd love you to join me on that. It's covering all areas of your life. And we're going to be talking about on that day as well, people who are wanting to start over. If you're willing and ready to start over and make greatness in your life, join us. 8 a.m. next Tuesday and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can email Rose at drrosebackman.com.
Thank you. And for those that are interested in a one-on-one session, I'm offering a free 10-minute complimentary session. And this is for people that are teachable and coachable and you have the willingness to change. Your body knows everything. My expertise as a natural doctor is in kinesiology. And you know all your own answers. We can definitely connect you with that. So please understand that you have the power to change. And what Bonnie and I are offering you are two different opportunities to get you out of whatever it is that you feel stuck in, because everything is based on a belief system. Please remember that. Everything is based on your belief system. When you shift your beliefs, you will shift and amazing things will happen in your life. Well, for next week, Bonnie has come up with a great topic. I love it. It's called When It's Okay to Quit. So next Tuesday, January the 29th, we're going to be talking about when it's okay to quit. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Bonnie, for being with us. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I'll look forward to it. Have a great week.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.